Good morning. These days, my friends and family share articles and stories about maintaining good health. I guess I am at that age when maintaining good health is a constant issue. One of my friends shared an article with me about lowering the blood pressure. The author didn't want to use often prescribed methods such as taking calcium, magnesium, potassium, garlic, or eating a low-fat, saltless diet. Instead, he shared a method that involved deep breathing. As I read the article, I thought, this is similar to our life as a Jodo Shinshu. Deep breathe through the nose and expand the abdomen. This means not shallow breathing, but breathing deeply. In our study of Jodo Shinshu, we know that we can read many books and hear many sermons or talks, but if we absorb it superficially, we will not get the full value of the Dharma, the teachings. However, if we read and digest what we read with deep contemplation and reflection, and if we listen to the sermons deeply, absorbing each message and discussing it with others, we tend to get a deep understanding. Thus, we will benefit from the words of the Dharma. After breathing in deeply, breathe in further through the nose and expand the chest. This opens the second stage of deep breathing, slowly. Much like the Dharma, after we breathe in the teachings deeply, we will expand our knowledge and understanding, and slowly we can realize the aha, or awareness, of what the teachings are. Next, we will hold our breath for a count of four. As we contemplate and gain awareness of the Dharma, we can hold it in our minds and keep it there. My husband and I often contemplate on a teaching. Could be something we read or heard, and we mull over it. Then breathe out slowly through the nose. After contemplating on a teaching, my husband and I have a discussion regarding our interpretation and our thoughts or opinions. Talking to someone else keeps the Dharma alive in our mind and lets it settle for a while. It is like breathing out slowly as we share what we've learned. Next, hold your breath. After our discussions, we appreciate our understanding or awareness and hold it dear to us. Then the process is repeated. In the same way, we continually breathe in the Dharma, expand our understanding, contemplate and become aware, and discuss it and appreciate what we gain. Much like this deep breathing process, we gain a deeper understanding of the Dharma, not a superficial understanding that disappears the next day. It becomes an understanding that is dear and lifelong. It becomes a Dharma and stays with us and enriches our life. In the July issue of the Headquarters Update, Bishop Eric Matsumoto writes, quote, "The Eminence Gomonshu Emeritus Koshin Otani of Nishihonganji encourages, think more expansively of your connectedness to life." End of quote. The bishop continues to write, quote, "All life, all existence, regardless of whether they lived in the past, are living in the present, or will be born in the future, are illuminated and nurtured by the Buddha's light of wisdom and compassion. Just as when the light is turned on in a darkened room and we are able to see, likewise, with the Buddha's light shining upon us, we begin to see and understand ourselves and the world in a different light. It is through this understanding that our life changes." End of quote. We know that Amida Buddha cares for us always, each and every day. We are all Amida Buddha's child, and we appreciate the wisdom and compassion that illuminates our life. We live each day in the embrace of the Buddha, in the teaching called the True Teaching, Practice, and Realization. It states, although I too am within Buddha's grasp, passions obstruct my eyes, and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. The light of Amida Buddha illuminates us with compassion. We are selfish beings with many passions, which blind us and causes us to not see the true teachings. We take in a deep breath and absorb the compassion of the Buddha, which is with us always. Just as the breathing in and out of air nourishes our body, listening to the teachings deeply, day in and day out, nourishes our soul. In Jodo Shinshu, we talk about deep hearing. It is often considered the main religious activity of Shin followers. Jeff Wilson, in his book titled Buddhism of the Heart, states, quote, those who see deep hearing as a practice are only understanding it partially. I think the mistake must arise from the fact that deep hearing is a process, but it is not a process of our ignorant selves working to become enlightened. Rather, it is a process performed by the natural unfolding of the Dharma in each of our lives. It isn't Amida telling us that everything is all right just as it is. Rather, hearing comes about when we put down our efforts and let the Dharma work on us without interference. Deep hearing often has three stages. The first is when we listen to others telling us about the Dharma. Although we only understand things partially, out of faith we go back again and again to encounter the Dharma until it sinks into our bones. We listen to the stories and teachings of the tradition, soaking in the Dharma over the course of a lifetime until we are thoroughly wet. The call that liberates is already working on us, driving us to seek out the Dharma and reflect on it. Eventually, deep hearing moves into a second stage. We are led to drop our striving and rely on Amida alone. At this moment, we deeply hear the call of other power, telling us that just as we are welcomed into the land of bliss, never to be abandoned. Here, Nembutsu truly becomes a shout of joyful gratitude rather than a cry for help. In the third stage of deep hearing, the first two are assimilated. We continue to seek out the Dharma and receive solace from it, deeply listening to the wisdom of our teachers and peers. And we hear the promise of Amida when we are led to say the Nembutsu, ever renewing our remembrance of the gift of other power. Finally, we also perceive the call and presence of Amida in all things. All of this, each stage, is brought about by the process of other powers working on us through deep hearing. May we always keep our ears open to the Dharma, right now and in every situation. End of quote. Breathe in deeply. Hear the words of the Dharma deeply. Keep breathing in the Dharma until it becomes a part of your being. Breathe in further and expand your abdomen and chest. Keep breathing in the Dharma as it expands your understanding and assimilates into your being. Hold your breath and breathe out slowly. Hold the Dharma and share it with others. Repeat this twice daily. How enriching our lives will be if we can take in the Dharma and share it with others every day. how enriching it will be for others to hear the Dharma. Let us breathe in the Dharma deeply, not superficially, and live it. Every breath we take is a gift, and every sharing of the Dharma is a gift. Let us give this gift to all that we know. Let us become physically healthy and spiritually enriched. May every day be a wonderful gift of good health and fulfillment. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.